Y'all know me as Laurel Turner. I go by Sammy Joe Tinsley now, so if you see that name, that's me. And I'm having compassion for you because I know you're all a little older like myself, being over 30-some years since I've been in that drill team. And so I would invite you all to stand up and give your bottoms a rest. And I know, as what Mr. Fisher would always, he valued things like, can you still touch your toes? So go ahead and try it. Get yourself a little stretch. And I know from the letters that I've read and in the beautiful site that Rob and the rest of you have put together, that I think you all can, the band members could probably hum along with Hey, Look Me Over, and all the drill team members could probably perform it right here. Yeah. So give yourself a little 1, 2, 3 kick. 1, 2, 3 point, hop over, step, sit, down. And when they were putting this beautiful program together, they were labeling the different parts and they came up with excellence for our era. And I have to say, I have to rename that as I'm getting up here to gratefulness. And I had a plan to just dance this song. I can only imagine what it will be like, because I knew that when I got up here, I wouldn't be able to stay composed. And after that lovely talk, thank you, Rob. I know I'm not going to do too well, but Lord help me. When I see this man, I am just so grateful. And it doesn't really make sense in the whole era of how much teamwork and unity and working together was all about that this Miss Drill Team Washington and Miss Drill Team USA pageant really fits in. You know, taking and spotlighting one person just doesn't seem part of it. But that's the beauty of kin. Is though you always knew you were part of the team, but yet we all know he knew every detail about our lives and he cared. And I hear the people say he knows my 8 kids' names, you know, and he cared about our lives and he helped us all become the best individuals that we could be because we were part of this community and this team. And I am so grateful. I'm also grateful to my mother because she keeps things in a nice scrapbook. Oh, thank you. My sister, because she knows me. Thank you, Tina. Yeah, and like I said, we're older, so here comes the glass. Okay, so this was my first place speech in 1978, Miss Drill Team USA pageant down in Los Angeles. And it says, drill team means more to me than what the words can tell. But it comes more plain to see if you'll listen as I spell. I begin it with a D for the dedication towards doing well. R is for the responsibility we gain. I is for the inspiration to withstand pain. L is for the learning experiences difficult to measure. And L is for the lifelong friendships that I'll forever treasure. T is for the teamwork and unity. E is for the enthusiasm created in our school and community. A is for the ability that each girl must possess. And M is for the memories of all our happiness. Yes, the chances Drill Team can give you, I feel this statement sums up in broad. Our talents are God's gift to us. And what we make of them is our gift to God. And as I've reflected back over the experiences, as I know we all have, I'm just realizing how much we really, I know we said thank you, but I don't know if we really even knew ourselves how much we appreciated what he gave to us all. And I know that he is entering into high reward right now. And I bet you there's some kind of simulcast going on where he is being able to hear all these thank yous and how much we appreciate and love him and the input that he had into our lives. The excellence that he brought out in each of us through these experiences of working together did culminate in a life, well, my shorter life drill team experience, and for many of my era, we always wanted to beat Cyprus. Does that sound familiar? Down at Boise competition. And they were an excellent team, and we learned a lot from them, and that was the other part, is that it wasn't a vengeful kind of competition ever. It was like, let's learn from them. And then, well, in 1979, that band and drill team went down to Boise and took first all around in every category and beat Cyprus at their own sword game. So we were all just very proud of that. Yay, thank you, Mr. Beecher. Looking back at all of this time that we've been reflecting on his life and how it's affected us, it really helps us to understand the journey that's necessary to become who we are today. And this Miss Drill Team Washington thing was very, I'm just now getting it. All through my life, God created me as a child to just love dancing, but I never thought it was a talent or anything. In fact, when I tried out for Miss Deer Park, I sang and play the piano, which, if you were there, you know that wasn't my talent. And it wasn't until this Miss Drill Team pageant and the opportunity to take our team down to LA, and I don't know if they needed somebody to be part of that too, but then we hosted the first Washington competition, and I realized, oh, well, maybe dancing is a talent when I received that title. And now, just in this last month, as I've been wondering what good it is, I've been invited to join the Life Center dance worship team. And I've always had a heart to just dance. And I've all of a sudden realizing, you know, we kind of depended on Mr. Fisher to carry all this. And my kids now go to a little school in Reardon, and they don't have a dance team or a drill team. And I'm inspired to go start one and volunteer for that. And that's the kind of legacy that I know is what is inspired in all of you, that he made a difference, and now it's our turn to carry that on. I have to go back to reading because I'm losing it here. He gave us all an excellent example of a life well lived, and may we be stirred to rekindle the passion for perfection and the appreciation for unity and working together, of which Mr. Fisher was a master teacher. It is a pleasure to have this time to celebrate his wonderful life, with which we all have so much in common. So much love to you all. God bless you.